Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited Hong Kong Exchange Stock of 1029, 2021 first quarter trading update conference call. With us today, we have our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our interim CFO, Mr. Johnny Yin. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, the conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides we'll be using for this call has been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 歡迎大家出席鐵鋼現貨香港交易所編號1029、2021年第一季度的營運報告電話會議。今日出席的代表包括我們的首席執行官 Mr. Yuri Makarov 和處理首席財務官和公司秘書袁兆章先生。出席嘉賓暫時會預設為聆聽模式。在管理層正式報告完畢之後，我們會有一個答問的環節，歡迎大家用英文、國語 或者普通話、廣東話發問。 另外提醒大家，今次會議正在進行錄音。 在會議使用的公告演講稿已經上載在我們公司網站 www.ilcgroup.com.hk， 歡迎大家下載。我現在有請我們的首席執行官 Macross 先生同我們主持一個會議。 It's my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Mr. Makarov. Mr. Makarov, you may begin.
Thank you very much, Kent. And it's my pleasure, in my turn, to welcome everybody. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It was another challenging quarter for the company. As you can see, our production was slightly low comparing to the previous period, and this can be explained with the poor performance of our main contractor, who is doing huge amount of, who should do huge amount of our open pit operations, but unfortunately, they are doing it in a very, not in a very good manner. Our sales volumes increased, but that's because actually the our sales volumes increased, and it's actually because of the low sales in previous period. So they, in this period, they are more or less normal. As you can see in our announcement today, our drying unit worked satisfactorily over the winter. Currently, it stopped because of the beginning of the warm period of the year, and it will be prepared for the next season. We are actively working on the development of our next open pit called Sutara. We are keen to develop it by the end of the 2022 or beginning of 2023. We enjoy good pricing over the period. As you can see, it was almost 30% higher than it was previously. Russian ruble remains weak, which is not very good for me as a citizen of Russia, but it's very good for the company because our costs are mainly denominated in rubles, and it helps us to decrease costs in rubles. Another good thing is that LIBOR was decreased as well, which helps us to decrease financial costs. If you will pay attention to the slide number 7, you will see that we are not simply watching that our contractor is operating not very good. We are trying to improve operations. For this, we have invited another contractor who has already operating for 6 weeks, and it's We believe that it will help us enormously. By the end of the year, we will be able to catch those luck which was accumulated from the beginning of operations. We're also developing our shipments to the South China, which means that we will be able to bypass those restrictions which we have in on the border crossing point with China, which are based on the Chinese policy, which is based on the Chinese anti-COVID policy. They have some restraints in them allowing trains getting into the China. That's why all companies who are exporting to through the border crossing points, they have some troubles up to now, including us. As I mentioned, Sutara will be in operation by the beginning of 2023. This will help us to justify the amount of ore till the end of the mine life. I should probably mention Amur Bridge, which is under construction for many years now, but according to the recent information from the authorities and from the company which is managing the construction, they're going to make first shipments by the end of the summer, and they're actually discussing this information with us. They want us to be the first company who will deliver product to China. COVID, the most worrying thing over through the whole world. I should admit that within the last couple of weeks we have no new cases of COVID. We have started the vaccination program with Russian vaccines. Up to now, we haven't have done a lot of them, but we are testing our employees for the antibodies, and we are monitoring the increasing of the, we are observing the increasing of the level, the amount of people who have antibodies in their blood. I think that that's all talking about the highlights. I will be happy to answer questions. Hope there will be some of them. But now I would like to turn to my colleague Johnny Yen to tell you about the financial part of our highlights.
Johnny, thank you, Yura. If you can turn to slide 9 of our presentation, it shows our current cash balance as well as loan balances. We closed the quarter with a very healthy cash balance of $42 million US. That is a significant increase from the last quarter when we closed the year 2020 with $20 million cash. I should highlight the fact that this has arrived at after we paid $8.5 billion to Gazprom Bank as principal and interest repayment, as well as paying $5 billion to Petropavlov as guarantee fee. The total outstanding debt for the group, which is essentially the amount that the loan due to Gazprom Bank, is around $200 million at the end of the quarter. So I'm pleased to report that we are slowly accumulating cash on the back of very good iron ore price, as well as stable production volume. Slide 10 to 13 summarize some of the key operating parameters of the market. So I can quickly go through these slides with you. Slide 10 shows a very healthy and lovely chart of the increase in iron ore price. I'm sure all of you know that we are enjoying a very healthy and strong iron ore price environment. So this is definitely helpful to our P&L. Slide 11 is also encouraging because, you know, last year in 2020 in March, when we saw a sudden depreciation of rubles to 80-something to the dollar, and it has then appreciated slightly to somewhere around the 70s, which is still a very, very weak level, and we are pleased to see that the level remains weak. And obviously, you know, our cost is mainly denominated in rubles, while our revenue is in US dollars. So in US dollar term, we are having a lower level of expense because our expenses are mostly paid in rubles. Slide 12 is, again, another nice slide. I'm sure all of you must have seen the news saying that, you know, China is now trying to control the pollution, and that's why they are trying to shut down a few steel plants. While they are trying to do that, steel plants would prefer a higher content of iron ore, because with a premium iron ore, they can control the amount of emission, i.e. lower pollution level. And so, with that, we are seeing a widening of the price premium for 65% iron ore over 62%. And we produce and sell 65% iron ore, so that, you know, the bigger the price premium, the better that we are enjoying. And slide 13 shows the decreasing LIBOR rate. And obviously, as I mentioned earlier, we are still bearing a loan of 200 million, which is not a small sum, but it's very helpful because the LIBOR rate is very low, so that helps our interest costs. So all these market parameters are working in our favor, and I'm very happy to report this. Yura, I'll hand it back to you for the competitive advantages, and then we can go to the Q&A.
Thank you, Ray. For those who first time joining us on our quarter update, I can briefly mention that we are located on the far east of Russia, not far from the border with China, which is represented by the river called Amur, or Heilongjiang in Chinese. I hope I pronounce it correctly. We are well seated on the existing Trans-Siberian Railroad. We have only a few kilometers from our deposit to the to this railroad line, and from other side of the deposit we have a federal outer road which is connecting us to the main cities of the Far East and to the nearest international airport called Khabarovsk. And as I mentioned previously in my part of presentation, the distance of the delivery to China will be even shorter when newly built railroad bridge will be finished. We hope that we will have some savings in our transportation to border crossing point, and this will help us to have more steady product flow to our customers. I think that's it, Johnny. We probably should turn to the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone touchpad. Thank you. Our first question comes from Dominic Pemberton.
Yes, hello there. Can you hear me? Am I coming through all right?
Yep, all good.
Yeah, I've got a couple of questions. One is, given the sort of healthy cash position you have, and it looks like that will continue for a while, and the high interest that you're paying on your debt, notwithstanding the lower LIBOR rates, would it not make more sense to speed up the repayment process, the repayment schedule of your debt? And my second question is, and I apologize, I missed the first few minutes of the presentation, but can you remind us how much of your production is hedged during the current year? And if you can give us any details on price, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Let me take that. I think you're right. We are gradually building up our cash. And actually, this is really the first quarter where we are seeing a more healthy level of cash. And definitely, we will look at, try to retire the debt or early repay the debt as much as possible. But having taken into account the fact that, we have to maintain a certain level of working capital, as well as catering for the lead for CapEx, in particular the development of Sutara. But point taken, I think that's a very, very good point. I mean, once we are getting more cash, I mean, definitely we should use it more efficiently. For the second question, for the rest of 2021, basically, we have hedged around 40% of our production. We use zero cost collar mostly, with the floor at $100 per ton and ceiling at $175 per ton, based on 62% iron ore index price. We believe that is a very prudent way to manage our portfolio, knowing that we are a single project, single product company. So taking a prudent view in looking after the shareholders' benefit. So I hope I answer your questions.
Yeah, thank you. Just on the debt again, are you able to, are there any restrictions in terms of the of increasing the debt repayment, or is that at your discretion if you want to increase repayments?
Oh, yes, we can early repay the loan.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question come from Alex Lin from Dubai. Thank you.
Hi. Thanks for a call and also good results. I have like a few questions. The first one is related to the production and sales. So in the fourth quarter, your production numbers were much higher than sales, but at the same time, sales in the fourth quarter were like not fully reflecting this like inventory build up in the fourth quarter. So do you expect this inventory build up to be reduced going forward in this year? That's my first question. And maybe the second one is related to potential expansion of the iron ore production. So in the past the company was expecting potential up to like 4 million tons of iron ore production. Do you feel the company is comfortable to proceed with this expansion right now? And the third question is related to the guarantee payment to the Petropavlovsk. Actually, last year you did this payment in the fourth quarter, but this year you did it in the first quarter. Has something changed in the guarantee payment mechanism? Thanks. That's it from my side.
Thank you, Alexis. Answering your questions about stock building up, we are not going to do it. As you can see, our sales and shipments were higher this period, and our production was lower. That's why, for sure, we have utilized those amount of product which we have accumulated in December. We have utilized it to continue shipments when we were not able to produce. That's answer to your first question. The guarantee, it's a third question. Guarantee, no, there are no any changes in this quarter. And your second question, sorry, I forget. Can you remind, please, what was it about?
It's about expansion plan. So do you consider to increase the production capacity like to 4 million tons like or more?
I'm not sure that we are allowed to disclose all those options which we are studying, but we are permanently working on the improving of the performance of the mine, and whenever we will decide to increase, or whenever we will be able to do it, we will definitely announce it to our shareholders and to the market.
Perhaps I can add a little bit on the answer to question two and three. For question two, yes, indeed. I mean, we did some internal review, and we believe that there's room to improve the capacity of KNS. If we want to improve capacity, we need to do some CapEx on that. But I guess the limiting factor here is the fact that we do need Sutara to be up and running because obviously we do need adequate supply of raw material before we can increase the production capacity. And so the answer is yes or no. Yes, it's the fact that, you know, we did look at it and we believe that there's room for improvement, but the no is that not in the foreseeable future, because now our focus is on A, bringing the plant up and running to full capacity, and B, to bring Sutara comes into play. So I think that is we can add a little bit on question two. As for question three about guaranteed fee, very good spot. I think, yes, we paid $5 million in the last quarter and paid another $5 million this quarter. The idea is that the guaranteed fee is actually due and payable at the end of last year, end of 2020. But we have an agreement with Petropavlovsk saying that, right, we'll pay you as much as we can without, you know, hampering our working capital requirements. And so that's why we only paid $5 million at the end of last year. But in the first quarter, you know, obviously we are building up more cash. We are now slightly more comfortable with our cash balance. And so we are gradually having the ability to repay the debt due to POG. And so that's why you are seeing some payment in guarantee fees. It's basically some settlement which we owe them in the past years. So we are now honoring our obligation and settling the debt.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. There seems to be no further question at this point in time. Would you like to wrap up the call? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. So, thank you very much for joining us today. So, we appreciate your time. If anyone has any questions in the future, please feel free to contact us anytime. Contact details can refer to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for your participation.
Bye.